And the incomparable Hollywood in with us this morning, as we are going to be talking about, I'm assuming, the United Way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you assumed right.
I should probably. It's one of the things we didn't talk about before we went on the air. So anyway, let's talk about what's coming up.
Well, we've got quite a bit coming up. We're still in the throes of campaign season, but with the holiday season ahead of us, we have our holiday giving campaign. So what that looks like is, as an example, my folks don't need anything, nor do they want anything.
Right.
So they've just told my siblings and myself to donate to some nonprofit that will help other people that we want to.
There you go.
So that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but other people can do that same thing. And then you can indicate who you want that to go to. We can either mail the card to them, or we can mail a card to you that you can then give to them under the tree.
Right.
So there's something for them. And it explains a little bit of how that money gets used in our community.
You know, that's one of the things, too, as we get older and such like that. And as our parents get older, too, you want to put a little thought into it.
Yeah.
You really do. And because the last thing you want to do is get another tie, get another pair of socks. Oh, hey, they're fun socks or whatever. But you'd like to put a little thought into it. And this would be a great way to do it.
Yeah. It's something meaningful, something that's going to brighten someone else's holiday season. And we have a couple other things going, too. We've got the state employees. We're so thoughtful in their campaign this year and put together a cookbook. So the great thing is you can order it online, and it's a print on demand. So it gets printed and shipped straight to you.
Great.
That link is on our web on Facebook, and it will be on our website here soon. So those two things going in addition to our usual campaign, but all those things do really great things for the community.
Right. They really do. And it's so there is quite a bit going on.
Oh my goodness, it's nonstop from here on out.
Anything else now?
I think it's really that time of year where we can rethink what we're doing for the holidays.
Right.
It's really easy. I just had this conversation with a group last week with inflation, sometimes we think, ooh, I can't donate because that's on top of what we're already spending, and we're already feeling it at the grocery store,
at all
the gas
levels.
Pump, and, yeah. Right? But really, it's just a matter of thinking about how can I swap out something that I'm doing? You know, maybe I give up one coffee a week.
Right.
Well, by doing that, that's one meal for a senior.
Right.
You know?
Well, especially with the price of coffee, is probably the meal for two seniors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or giving up a lunch. That's a backpack for a kid. That's food going home for a kid each weekend. And we have 200 kids in this community that are doing that.
Right.
So, you know, if you just kind of rethink what you're doing, there is a way to spread that generosity and goodwill throughout the holiday season and beyond into the year. Which is really the point, right?
Right.
It's when we give, it should be a little bit uncomfortable.
You got a good point there, don't you? I don't know if I'm about it uncomfortable, but yeah, it should be something that you have to make an effort at.
And it should be something generous. It shouldn't be
exactly
about
yeah.
what am I going to get?
What can
out
I?
Of this?
Yeah. What can I give that's not going to hurt me at all? Maybe you're right. I mean, it needs to be a little bit uncomfortable, almost. I mean, it's. Because this is the season of giving.
Right.
Better to give than to receive.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And maybe holiday parties, you know, we've got all those coming up in the workplace. You know, maybe it's time to rethink that too. And instead of that $10 gift that's going to go into a cupboard or in a garage sale or end up at Goodwill or something like that, you know, maybe pool that money and choose one of the nonprofits in town to give that to.
What a great idea.
A heck of a lot of good.
Instead of having the white elephant gift and the, which are fun. Yeah.
But we can do some things that can really make a difference in this community. The need keeps growing. I mean, we have 16 partner agencies right now, but next year it's looking like potentially 5 more.
Really?
And so the need is really, really out there. And so we can rethink what we're doing and how we're giving.
You know, so many people, and every time that we talk about this, because I like to get people knowledgeable about what the United Way is. Yeah. Because so many times, I mean, we've seen it through NFL commercials, through pretty much our entire, you know, childhood and stuff like that growing up. You watch an NFL game, you see the United Way, it works for all of us. But you were wondering how.
Yeah.
What the United Way does is, I mean, you unite
at your local level.
At a local level, all of these other charities. Mm-hmm. And can you throw, just off the top of your head, give me like five.
Oh, sure. Missouri Shores, South Dakota Child Assessment Center, Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, Discovery Center, Growing Up Together, The Right Turn. Oh, gosh. That's seven.
Okay, that's,
the Southeast Community Center.
Yep. So all of these local charities are, you know, you can go through United Way.
Yeah, PARS. How did I forget PARS?
Yeah. Right, exactly. I mean, it's so there's some great charities, but I love the idea. Instead of doing the White Elephant Gift, the Chinese Gift Exchange, the, you know, all of that stuff at your Christmas parties, have your office get together, you know, the floor in your state office, however you want to do that, get together and put money down to help the United Way. A lot of them are already contributing through their paychecks to the
United
Way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. And it's all helpful. I mean, really, to be honest, over half of what we get is through Champ Giving.
Right.
Over half of our goal, I should say, is through Champ Giving. So that is quite an impact. And really, really helpful. And I mean, you don't see it, so you don't feel it.
Right.
So much.
Right. But, you know, but this
would be.
But you know what? There's nothing wrong with feeling it.
Nope.
There's
not
nothing
at all.
Wrong with that. It's especially around this time of year.
Yeah.
It's something that you should feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't need anything either.
No.
You know?
No. We're all to that point in our lives where, you know, really, I mean, if you need it, you'll get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah. The thing that's come to my mind, excuse me, the thing that, you know, kind of has hit me here lately is I feel like we get to do missions work here by doing this.
Yeah.
You know, we can help those that are on the front lines of helping people that really need help. They're the experts at how to do that. And what they really need is our money and our time.
Yep.
And so we can either show up to volunteer or we can show up with a little bit of money and encourage them with both of those things.
Right. Right. And absolutely. Gosh, you're so eloquent with this morning. You're doing such a great job with this. So,
and I'm not awake yet.
Yeah, you're not awake yet. So, well, Holly, thanks for coming in. How do folks get a hold of the United Way so they can get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. You can either email director@capareaunitedway.org or call 605-224-9229.
And talk to Holly Wade, and she will help you out and take care of, any of your questions that you have as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in and talking
Thanks
with
for
us.
Letting us come.
All right. Once again, that's People in the Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam.